Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Beat Migs. I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday,
motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
I do love this because the two most tired members of the show right now are being forced to jump up and down.
I know.
Yeah.
I just love watching them.
But Danny's not jumping very high today.
No.
Oh. And they both just gave up and sat back down.
Also, I like how you say forced. You make me do this every Friday.
Yes.
You have to. Danny actually looks miserable.
Yeah, I get tired just looking at Danny right now.
I know. You look like you're struggling, dude.
I am.
Let's get to Dukes from Gig Harbor. Dukes, are you there?
I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
See you later.
For those playing at home, Dukes has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
The two official languages of Canada are English and what?
French.
Correct. Who directed the 90s movie Saving Private Ryan?
Steven Spielberg.
Yes. What mythical creature is the national animal of Scotland?
Leprechaun.
No.
Aw. Ooh. Pass.
What band had the songs Cryin' and Ragdoll?
The Aerosmith.
Yes. What color overalls does video game character Wario typically wear?
Wario? Red?
No.
Ooh, pass.
What Las Vegas hotel recently closed after nearly 35 years?
MGM Grand.
No.
Mirage.
Yes. Who was the only U.S. president to serve more than two terms?
Ooh, pass.
How many players are there on a rugby team?
Eight.
No.
Seven.
No.
Nine.
No. By area, the largest U.S. state is Alaska, but what is the second?
California.
No. Dukes, ooh, you got four correct. I don't think Dukes has got this one.
I mean, crazier things have happened in the world.
True.
This is true. I think Steve's going to kick his butt. Steve, I'm rooting for you.
All right.
Well, I'm not really rooting for you, but I think you're going to kick his butt, so I guess I kind of am. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
The two official languages of Canada are English and what?
French.
You know it. Mm-hmm. Who directed the 90s movie Saving Private Ryan?
Tom Hanks?
No.
Oh. Oliver Stone?
No.
Steven Spielberg.
There we go. What mythical creature is the national animal of Scotland?
A unicorn.
It is.
Is it really?
Yeah. What band had the songs Cryin' and Ragdoll?
Aerosmith.
Yes. What color overalls does video game character Wario typically wear?
Blue?
No.
Purple?
Yes. What Las Vegas hotel recently closed after nearly 35 years? How do you guess things like that?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Luck is on my side this morning. The Mirage.
Correct. Who was the only president to serve more than two terms?
Adams.
No.
Washington.
No.
Eisenhower.
No. How many players are there on a rugby team?
10.
No.
15.
Yes. By area, the largest U.S. state is Alaska, but what is the second?
I don't... Texas?
You do know, yes. The first Tesla was released to the public in what late 2000s year?
2019.
Well... No, you
oh, but 2009.
You still no. Oh. it does not matter, though, because you did spank him. You got 8 correct, which is a win, 8-4.
Ooh.
Sorry, Dukes.
Yeah, I felt like a lot of guessing there. I don't know.
I know.
Hey, a guess is still, if it's right, it's still right.
You're
answer.
A great guesser.
I got lucky on 2 of them.
It's stupid.
No, it's not.
It's very annoying.
Well, I mean, it's stupid how good you are at guessing.
Because I'm the best around. What do they say? Luck is when preparation meets opportunity.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah, you got unicorn for the mythical creature, which I think is so cool.
So cool.
That's pretty funny.
Right?
Tatum would be pretty fired up about that. My daughter, like any toddler girl especially, are obsessed. She's obsessed with unicorns.
Or adult girl. They're still cool.
Yeah. That's yeah. a good point.
You guessed purple for overalls. You probably don't even know what Wario looks like.
Does he look like Mario?
Kinda.
Like but, evil Mario.
And yeah. big.
Wario.
Does he have like a beard instead of just a mustache?
Yeah, he's got a lot going on. And then his brother Waluigi. Waluigi.
Wario has a brother Waluigi?
Yes!
It's happening.
It's
here.
Amazing. Who was the only U.S. president to serve more than two terms? FDR, baby.
Oh. Mm.
And you got 15, and you got Texas, and 2008 was the first Tesla released to the public. But you did a great job. Congratulations. Now we
The Daily Migs Show.
I was an emotional mess of a mom yesterday, Steve Migs.
What did you do?
I went to martial arts with Barrett. He's been doing taekwondo. It's called Little Tigers. You know, it's all 4, 5, 6-year-olds, that kind of thing.
Do they have a little tiger on the back of their gi?
No, they have just like the martial arts logo on the back of it, like the USTA logo.
Oh, that's no fun.
Ugh, we should get tigers.
I watch Cobra Kai way too much. I want to see like logos and like a tiger just like biting another child or something like that.
We'll work on that. I'll put that in the suggestion box.
I know a guy. He can make it happen.
So he's a senior white belt now, which is the white belt with the black stripe in it.
Mm-hmm.
But then you also earn these like little taped stripes on the ends of the belt for doing different things. So yesterday he earned his yellow stripe, and that is for like basically like behavior at home, because he's been doing a really good job behaving at home. So we filled out the form.
Wait, does the sensei live with you now?
No.
How did I know that?
You fill it out and the parent signs it. It says like, you know, how do they do with talking back? How do they do with, you know, following instructions? How do they do with,
you know? I'd be so torn. I think I would lie just to keep getting my child some more yellow stripes.
Oh, it's funny. So I actually go through the list with Brad because he is the way more honest one than I am. Like, I'm with you. I'm like, no, he's doing great. He's just a perfect child at home. And Brad's like, really? The options are always sometimes and never. And Brad was like, let's go with sometimes on that one. Let's go with never on
See,
that one.
Brad sounds like my wife, Sid, in a sense. Like, she would be honest to a fault with those kind of things and say, you know, yeah, Tatum could be better. Whereas I'm just like, no, Tatum's perfect at home. I don't know what you're asking, sensei.
So we were very honest because of Brad's feedback, but he got his yellow stripe yesterday and he just looked up at me and had this like look of pride, and I just got the lump in my throat and started to lose it, and I'm like, pull it together, mom. Just a little wimp.
No, it's a cool moment, though. You're watching your child grow. You're watching him achieve something. I can understand that.
Well, no one else was crying. It was just me.
Were you crying in front of other parents?
Well, yeah, there's a handful of other parents in there.
Because I definitely am that guy. But thankfully, whenever she does her, ballet recitals and, all of a sudden you start hearing someone else sniffle because their kid did something adorable, then it just, triggers you to start sniffling. So I'm just like, oh, this is... Thank God the lights are off, because otherwise people would be seeing me and just tearing up.
Oh, yeah. Well, the lights are definitely all on at Taekwondo, and I was definitely, trying to hold it together, shoulder shaking a little bit.
So how much longer until he becomes a yellow belt?
So the next time he tests, he will get to I think it's yellow belt is the next belt.
Yeah.
Look at you know everything. I know nothing. So he will get to test. I think they have to earn... They have to earn 4 of these taped stripes on their belt, and then they can go in and do testing for the next belt. So I think it'll be about maybe a month from now-ish that he'll get to test for his next belt, and I'm very excited.
Oh, I can't even imagine what the emotions will be like once he gets the yellow belt. That's a big deal.
It's a huge deal, and I think it really is paying off at home, and just how he listens so much better than he did. He's been doing this since February, and I'm very happy. And he's starting kindergarten in 3 weeks, Steve. I am a hot mess.
Dude, I know. Right now we're in the talks of the preschool type of stuff. And and that's just been stressful beyond all belief, because it's just you've just been so used to having your kid around the house all the time. And one of us at some point is always with her, or grandma. But we've never had a babysitter, never had a nanny. And then all of a sudden now you just be like, here, random person that, we believe is a good person, you now are in control of our child for a few hours a day.
Best wishes.
Yeah.
Well, and we've been a part of that Dolly Parton Imagination Library for so long, and I think it was yesterday, I think this is the last book, because when you turn 5, you no longer get a book from Dolly anymore.
Mm.
It's just the first 5 years of life, they send you one book a month. So we got the last book yesterday, and it's basically a book about kindergarten and being ready for kindergarten. So we're reading that in bed last night, and I'm losing it again.
I didn't know that there was an age cut off because we signed up for the Dolly Parton thing, and if I had known, I would have made my daughter younger so we could get books for a longer period of time, because I'm like, man, we're only gonna, because she turns 5 in December, so, and we just recently started that.
I know, I can't believe Tatum's almost 5.
It's insane. So I'm thinking about maybe just creating a fake child get more books from Dolly.
Do it. You should register DJ
the dog. Yes, they don't need to know.
They'll never know, and Dolly probably loves animals.
I remember the most recent time, I had that moment at home where I was just busted into Waterworks. And it was just it's so funny how having a kid just triggers these things. And you're just what the hell happened to you, man?
We used to be so edgy and cool.
I mean, at least I didn't cry over stupid stuff as much as I do now. But I remember Tatum looked at me and goes, Daddy, can I do a puppet show for you? And I was just oh, no. No, I didn't say no, because it brought back these emotions from when I was a kid. Yeah. And my dad and my grandpa hated when I did puppet shows, so they would just tell me to shut up and go into my room. So then all of a sudden, here's my daughter saying, hey, I want to do something that I used to do as a kid that I got shut down. And I'm like, well, I ain't going to shut her down. I want to watch this. But it kind of made me remember how much it sucked being a kid and being told basically what you want to do for somebody they don't want to even have anything to do with, because it was just that was just the household I grew up in. And now all of a sudden I'm witnessing my child kind of having that same kind of silly, creative entertainer spark that I had when I was a kid. And I'm like, I ain't shutting this down. I don't care how bad this puppet show is. I'm going to enjoy every second of it. And it was terrible. But I loved every second of that puppet show. Don't play her this audio.
Don't play her this.
That's pretty awesome, though, that you've passed along the art of puppet mastery.
And she's holding a sock and doing that. It wasn't even a good puppet. I got to get her a puppet.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
A Dallas woman went into labor while attending the Rod Wave concert at American Airlines Center.
My first question is, who's Rod Wave?
He's one of the pioneers of trap soul, Steve.
You clearly just Googled
his name. I absolutely Googled it.
Does anyone know Rod Wave in this room?
No.
Eh. Well, there is a video.
Would you like to hear what he sounds like?
Oh, of course. Let's do it.
I found a clean version, Danny, just in case.
Okay, women. I just get so good at hiding your feelings. Pretending you're fine when really you've been dead. You can't keep patching up your pain, taking shots at the bar.
I'm good.
I hate it.
All of this.
That is Rod Wave. So this woman goes into...
What woman is keeping their feelings back?
I know, right?
I would never.
I mean, I feel like we know exactly how Sarah's feeling every single minute of the day.
Unfortunately.
Literally, yes.
You never hold back your feelings. Rod Wave does not know Sarah.
Well, this woman did not hold back her baby because she started to go into labor while at the America Airlines Center. There's video footage of her leaving in a stretcher.
She's just smiling and she's got the belly going and she's like, everyone have a good time tonight.
So this video has obviously gone viral and the comments have been priceless. So we will go straight to those comments.
We sent a couple of the videos to our production director, Jason, said pick out your favorite ones. Reenact them however you want just to show how people are having a field day at the fact that this lady who's pregnant, going into labor, was at the Rod Wave concert. So some are making fun of her, I believe, and others will be making fun of who the hell is Rod Wave. But he's big enough to play an arena.
Yeah.
All right, here's the first comment about this.
I was there, and I didn't know how I missed this. It's probably high, LOL. Have a safe delivery, mama.
Oh, so we need to be high to be at a Rod Wave concert.
I guess so.
Know exactly how you feel. I know what's in your heart.
Yeah. What drug are we doing?
All of them.
It sounds like all of them.
Whichever one makes me black out, I think. Came a long way with so many scars. Finally found a brighter day for being lost. She didn't
want to hear that tonight. Oh, something that's feeling right. Dude, it's a vibe. It's a vibe.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
Baby was sick of all that crying from that depressing as music.
Are all the songs depressing?
Do you want to hear another sample?
Yes.
She said, I love you, but don't trust you, can't change you. I just hope we don't end how they do crash.
Does he have problems with women, I feel like?
Yeah.
He's picking the wrong one. He needs to change his paradigm of thinking when it comes to the ladies.
Maybe Sarah could set him up with one of her single ladies.
It honestly sounds like you put emo wrapped in like AI and made that. That's what it sounds like.
Make a bad Post Malone, sad rap boy song.
Terrible.
Fashion burn on the shade room. Street rider, gotta stop running.
Karen, no, stop vibing.
This is not fair. It's not fair to all of us. It's only fair to Sarah.
Who the f*** is Rod Wave?
Well, we now know. I was better off not knowing.
Wait, let me guess. Was she sitting in the C-section?
Dumb.
Disagree. That was brilliant.
That's clever. I feel like we have a different sense of humor than our friend Jason.
I think he's just jealous he doesn't come up with these.
Dumb.
Couple more.
Her baby didn't want to hear that no longer.
Exit strategy.
I'm in your city tonight.
Baby's like, get me out. Mom, what are you doing to me? I can't listen to this. Stop it.
Oh.
One more.
Being at a concert while pregnant is wild.
I did it.
I was going to say, Sid went to some concerts. I made a bad choice one time. I took her to a Murder City Devils concert while she was pretty close to having our child. I think she was hoping she would went into labor so she could leave that concert.
I did two nights at the Gorge. That was pretty intense for a pregnant
that
lady.
That seems a little risk-taking.
At one point, I sat down and started crying.
Because you thought you were going to have your kid?
No, because I couldn't find our RV. Everybody I was with was hammered and gone. I was very stressed out.
You go to a Gorge concert, you think everyone's going to stay sober in solidarity of pregnant Taryn?
And it was Dead & Company, so everybody is just whacked out. And I was like...
They're all like, let me touch your belly, man. I bet I could talk to your baby. God.
But I did, when I went to the Rolling Stones and I was like 38 weeks pregnant, I actually built out like a plan for if something bad happened.
Like an exit strategy.
Like an exit strategy. Because I'm like, this could go down. It did not for several more weeks, but I was prepared.
Yeah, I think we also went to a Glorious Sons concert, and we always joked that that was Tatum's first concert, was the Glorious Sons inside Mama's belly.
I love that.
And then our second was the Murder City Devils, which I had a great time.
That's why Tatum's going to have such great taste in music.
I sure hope so.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, I've not done this yet. Visit the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Have you been there yet?
No, it's kind of like a little bit of a bucket list thing. I just don't think there'll ever be a thing that I could convince my wife to go to Cleveland, Ohio with me. So I want to make an Ohio man mission. Yeah. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and then Sandusky, Ohio for the amusement park there. Was it Cedarwood?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let's field trip.
Bang out both. I just don't think the wifey wants to do it.
Well, if we can convince her to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with you, you can hit up the Voice Your Choice kiosk and vote for who you think should be in the hall. And this doesn't actually count like the annual online vote does, but it does kind of like pique the curiosity of the committee that does all the nominating. So they do keep eyes on this list.
It would be funny that like, no, we don't even pay attention to it. It's just a stupid thing we make people who go in here hit some buttons, but we don't give an F about what you say.
Total waste of time. So here are the current top five.
Nice. It still blows my mind that Iron Maiden is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That is an abomination.
It's pretty dumb. Can you spell abomination? I'm kidding.
I cannot.
I mean, they've inspired so many bands. They are truly one of the all-time greats when it comes to the heavy metal sound.
Yes. I think people have been asking for this for a long time.
I mean, record sales, they've had plenty of records. I mean, they check all the boxes.
They're still touring.
It just seems so strange to me that they're not in it.
So number two on the list of the top votes for Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
These really are. They're not in it. Danny just snuck this in. I'm not ready to accept that Blink-182 is old enough to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but here we are now.
I can't remember. Is it that the debut album has to be
25? Yep.
Yeah. God, what year did their first album come out, Danny? Was it Cheshire Cat?
Oh, no.
That was...
Oh, come on, Taryn.
They had Buddha come out in, like, 1994. There was even an album before that, but we're talking, like, actual, like... Released 1994.
Ooh, then that's the question. Let's just say they do get inducted. I mean, it's a whole other argument, but do they bring... Was it Scott was the original drummer?
Yeah.
I don't remember what his last name was.
Scott Weiland. Scott Weiland.
Yes. Yes. Before Stone Temple Pilots, he played drums in Blink-182. Yeah. But would he get inducted because he was the drummer on their first record? I mean, that's what Pearl Jam did.
He would be included, for sure.
I mean, obviously, Pearl Jam brought Matt Cameron into the Hall of Fame with them, but they also... put up a fight for Dave Cruzan because he was the drummer on the first record.
For sure. Number three on the list of the Voice Your Choice kiosk top bands.
Ah, yes. Mr. Roboto, thank you very much, show Mr. Roboto. Why are we doing the robot dance?
You both started. I have no idea. And Sarah's just shaking her head over there.
Thank you, Rari. I don't know the words.
Mr. Robot. God, I do love Styx sometimes.
I don't.
You don't ever?
No, I just like that song. Put him in the Hall of Fame for just that song.
They're just so weird.
It was funny because I was pulling the audio for this, and there was like, I was like, I don't know what Styx does. So I was like, Sail Away is one or something.
Oh, yeah.
But then I was like,
arguably a better song.
But I went to that one, and then they came up with the Arigato song, and I was like, oh, I know that one. I'm putting that one.
That song as a kid, I fell in love with. And I was like, I felt I was so cool because I thought I could speak Japanese now.
Oh, no. Number four on the list of the top votes for Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction at the kiosk.
Good choice. Weird Al.
I mean, he's had an incredible career. He makes people feel good.
Does he?
He does.
Not me.
Never?
No.
Have you ever seen him live?
Absolutely not.
You need to see Weird Al live, and then you'll be a fan.
I'm good.
I saw him at the Fifth Avenue Theater, and he was amazing.
That's so cool. Accordion and all.
Look, there's not going to be a day in my life where I'm going to... This is probably the only time I'll listen to him all year. There's not like a day in my life where I'm like, I need to listen to some Weird Al. But what he's done for that style of music, again, going back to Iron Maiden for a similar argument, I can't believe that he has not yet been inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
We got to change this.
So far, those are the two that really kind of stuck out the most.
Okay, the final one, number five on the list of the top votes at the Voice Your Choice kiosk at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yeah.
I mean, if they keep putting out bad songs, they might get uninvited. Not kidding. Just that Beastie Boys cover. I like the actual other song that they put out.
Yeah, the Beastie Boys one is hard. It's hard to listen to.
Yeah, that one should have just stayed like in the files and not put out for anybody. They got to be inducted at some point. I know that they're the rock and roll, maybe like the critics, the snobs. Like, it's kind of like Kiss. They look at them maybe as more of like a joke. But man, freaking Motley Crue is awesome.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.